Salam Khosh Sheikh Bilal, you can get started.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا وإنا لجاعلون ما عليها صعيدا جرزا أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة منه ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا ابنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا ولبثوا في كهفهم 300 سنين وازدادوا تسعا قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا وقل الحق من ربكم فمن شاء فليؤمن ومن شاء فليكفر إنا أعتدنا للظالمين نارا أحاط بهم سرادقها وإن يستغيثوا يغاثوا بماء كالمهل يشوي الوجوه بئس الشراب وساءت مرتفقا إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب وحففناهما بنخل وجعلنا بينهما زرعا كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا ورأى المجرمون النار فظنوا أنهم واقعوها ولم يجدوا عنها مصرفا ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن للناس من كل مثل وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى ويستغفروا ربهم إلا أن تأتيهم سنة الأولين أو يأتيهم العذاب قبلا وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقوبا فلما بلغا مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما. وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تسطع عليه صبرا. ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا. إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا فأتبع سببا. حتى إذا بلغ مغرب الشمس وجدها تغرب في عين حمئة ووجد عندها قوما قلنا يا ذا القرنين إما أن تعذب وإما أن تتخذ فيهم حسنا. قال أما من ظلم فسوف نعذبه ثم يرد إلى ربه فيعذبه عذابا نكرا. وأما من آمن وعمل صالحا فله جزاء الحسنى وسنقول له من أمرنا يسرا. ثم أتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ مطلع الشمس وجدها تطلع على قوم لم نجعل لهم من دونها سترا. كذلك وقد أحطنا بما لديه خبرا. ثم أتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ بين السدين وجد من دونهما قوما لا يكادون يفقهون قولا. قالوا يا ذا القرنين إن يأجوج ومأجوج مفسدون في الأرض فهل نجعل لك خرجا على أن تجعل بيننا وبينهم سدا. قال ما مكنني فيه ربي خير فأعينوني بقوة أجعل بينكم وبينهم رجما. آتوني زبر الحديد حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا. حتى إذا جعله نارا قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا. فما استطاعوا أن يظهروه وما استطاعوا له نقبا. قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعله دكاء وكان وعد ربي حقا. وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا. وعرضنا جهنم يومئذ للكافرين عرضا. الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون سمعا. أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا صدق الله العظيم.
JazakAllah, Brother Sheikh Bilal. Now on to Brother Hassan Habubati, ISUC Chairman.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. As many of you know, yesterday we sent out an email notification notifying the community that all prayers, all activities at ISOC have been suspended. And I just wanted to have a chance to communicate with you the thinking behind that decision and really to keep a line of communication and transparency open with our community. Our top priority is really the health and the safety of our community, also not causing any harm for those who are coming to the masjid and then hurting themselves or their health. In the last week of December, we got a total of 2 cases of our community members that have tested positive for COVID-19. Even though we don't know for sure whether that transmission happened at ISOC or not, out of an abundance of caution and to really take an extreme measure in terms of safety, and health and health for our community. And also based on the totality of the situation in Orange County when it comes to COVID-19. We're hearing about hospitals that are under capacity in terms of, you know, ER rooms or oxygen and supplies. We're hearing about not only in the community at large, but also in our Muslim community, more and more cases, more and more transmission of COVID-19. And we even have a more deadly and more easier to transmit form of the virus that has arrived in Orange County or SoCal in general. So taking all of these in consideration and following that Islamic principle of mashwara, of consultation, ISOC leadership, consulting with Dr. Muzammil Siddiqui from a religious perspective, consulting with our reopening committee that has doctors serving in ERs in the medical field and have firsthand pulse on the situation. After all of that consultation and based on what's going on, ISOC leadership has decided this is the right thing to do to prevent further harm to our community. So starting today, the five daily prayers, the Juma prayers, all activities are suspended. And we really want to keep an open communication with our community. We want to remain transparent, letting you know and informing you every step of the way. When we closed the masjid earlier in 2020, we told you that we will reopen the masjid at the first chance. And we did that gradually as the situation improved. And we are going to follow the same gradual approach as we in this time around. So we're looking to close the masjid and also and take a wait and see approach to see, you know, with the vaccine, with if the situation is improving and there will be no harm to our community and our musallin as they come to the masjid, we will consider easing those restrictions and then allowing those prayers to go forward. But for now, we are following this wait and see. And believe me, it's never an easy decision. There's a lot of purposefulness. There's a lot of consideration. We all prayed Salatul Istikhara before we came to the meeting last night, just to make sure that we are doing the right thing. We are motivated by minimizing risk and reducing any harm to our community. And inshallah, when we have a chance to ease those restrictions and to open back up, we will rush to do so. And I really appreciate the community's patience and the community rallying around the leadership and rallying around our institution in these difficult times. And I believe in my heart, we're all going to make it through together, inshallah. And I want to remind everybody to please be safe, minimize risk as much as you can, but be safe and we all make it through together. And if you have been inflicted by this disease, you and your family, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give everybody that is sick, rapid and fast healing, inshallah. The other point I wanted to bring up is we have been in the preparation for a general body meeting and an election that has really been postponed since last June. And we thought January will be our next best chance to have that meeting. So plans are already underway. Our membership has received email and information packet about the general body meeting. It is going to be on Sunday, January 10th. But with this update and now and the new situation, we are being dynamic. And what we want to do is really change the general body meeting to be a virtual Zoom meeting, which our bylaws allow us to do that. However, when it comes to the elections and casting your ballot, the bylaws do not allow for a virtual option. So to minimize risk and maximize participation, what we have decided to do is to hold the general body meeting over Zoom on Sunday, January 10th, and more details will come. But for the election itself, we're going to have a drive-through election where you will pull into the masjid gate, we will verify your membership, and then we will hand you a ballot. And then you stay in your car the whole time. And then you will have a spot for you to sit, take your time, fill out the ballot, sitting in your own car, and then we'll have another station for you to drop off that ballot. This way you're being safe, remaining, you know, conscious and minimizing risk. But at the same time, I would encourage everybody to come out and vote, really just to help keep the ISOC leadership, the board. We have some amazing candidates that have been nominated by Majlis Ashura, and I encourage everybody to participate. If you're not a member, please become a member. If you have membership dues are past due, please go ahead and pay that. And you may also want to consider paying not just for 1 year, go ahead and pay for 2 years, just to help out some cash flow at the masjid right now. So mark your calendar, January 10th, it's coming in a few days, is the general body meeting. It will be on Zoom, and then we'll have the election from 10 to 3. It will be a virtual drive-through election. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward everybody that's working at ISOC, to reward the community, and to really keep everybody safe. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Want to wish you all a happy new year. Hope, inshallah, that this new year will reduce the uncertainties that we've been going through, as well as we have a nice and content year, inshallah. Just a few announcements before we begin the short khutbah by Dr. Siddiqui. Our online classes will resume on Sunday, January 3rd with the Fiqh of Salah, starting at 10:45 a.m., and then Dr. Siddiqui will join for Tafsir at 12 noon. Both classes will be in the same Zoom link that we have been using. For all programs, details, and updates, follow ISOC on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. Just as we start the new year, I wanted to jump into Jumpstart 2021. Yes, 2021 has begun, but we're trying to find or get 500 families who are close and dear to ISOC and donate a minimum of $50 per month. And every single month, it will automatically be deducted on a continuous basis. You can donate at give.isocmasjid.org. I know there's a lot of uncertainty. We know that we need to adapt fast to our changing reality, getting the technology implemented and started and ready to go with the proper cameras and sound system for outside prayer. On top of that, our community, they need us. Dr. Siddiqui on a daily basis sits down with different individuals for counseling, for nikah, for shahadas, especially because all the other masjids in the area or even the United States have been shut down. So they're not providing these needed services to the community. And on top of that, we need you and we need your help to help keep our home, the Islamic Society of Orange County, running. And a minimum of $50 per month will be automatically deducted from your credit card or however you want to do it. You can donate once again at give.isocmasjid.org. Thank you so much. And inshallah, we get to see you all back at the masjid very, very soon. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab al-nar. Allahumma afidhna min kulli balai dunya wa azab al-akhirah. My dear brothers and sisters, our chairman of the Islamic Society of Orange County, Mr. Hassan Habubati, has explained to you the reason why we are not holding the Friday prayer at the masjid and other prayers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this difficulty from us and keep us safe. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us always on the right path. Thank you for your understanding. Thank you for your cooperation with the Islamic Society of Orange County, and we're working together. So today is the first day of the new year, the year 2021. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this year safe for us and bless us in this year to do good things. The year 2020 was a difficult year. It was a challenging year. some people, when they reflect on the air, they use bad words. They curse the air. They say to hell with 2020. In Islam, we are not allowed to curse the time. The Prophet ﷺ said, "La tusubbu dahr." Do not curse time. But you can say the time was difficult time. You can say the time was hard time. That is a description. That is not curse. So description is all right, but curse is not right. You know, when Lut alayhi salam had the angels coming to his community, to his people, and because the people were involved in sin, and he saw that these angels are coming to bring punishment, he said, "Haza yawmun asib." This is a terrible day. This is a horrible day. And when Yusuf alayhi salam was in prison, and somebody came to him and gave him the dream of the king of Egypt, and asked him to interpret that. So he mentioned that this is going to happen. And then he said, then you will have 7 hard years, sab'un shidad, 7 difficult years that you will have. This will be the years of famine. So Quran mentions that, they describe horrible day or difficult year. So certainly we had a difficult year, and we had horrible things happen. But whatever happens, happens because of Allah's decision. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. Time does not do anything. It is we human beings do, and because of our actions, because of our behavior, we bring goodness, blessings, or we bring some difficulties. Sometimes difficulties come as punishment. Sometimes difficulties come as tests. Sometimes difficulties come to educate us, to teach us. And sometimes difficulties come to bring blessings upon us. But it's everything in the hand of Allah. Allah says in Surah Yunus, وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ وَإِن يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَن يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. If Allah touches you with an affliction, there is no one who can remove it except He. And if Allah intends bounties and blessings for you, then there is no one who can stop His bounty. He gives whomsoever He wills of His servants, and He is the most forgiving, most merciful. In the last year, the year 2020, we went through difficulties, but we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that many of us reconnected with Allah. We started making more prayers, more dua, more charity, more good deeds. And this is something that we have to continue. So it is a good thing. And if people did not do that, then that's very unfortunate. لَوْلَا جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Why, when our might came upon them? Allah says, why they did not humble themselves? But the hearts became hard. So those whose hearts were hard, they have to soften them. They have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have to repent, and they have to become more obedient. If we have been negligent in our prayers, we should be paying attention to our prayers. If we have been negligent in other duties, then we should fulfill that. Last year, reminded us how important our families are. Many of us are spending more time at home. It is very important to be reconnected with our families, appreciate our families, our spouses, our children, our relatives, those whom we are with them. And we have to. We are spending more time at home. So it is a blessing of Allah to have a good home, good family. And if there are any difficulties, we try to resolve them and can connect more with the families. In the year, we also realized and we saw that there are many services that, alhamdulillah, our Islamic centers have been providing. Many Islamic centers became very active in social work, in helping the poor and the needy, providing food for those who are have lost their jobs, charity providing them for those who have difficulties, financial difficulties. And many people were very charitable and they were generous with their charities. Because charities, they remove the afflictions. The Prophet said, "Dawu mardakum bis sadaqah." Those who are in difficulty, treat them with sadaqah. Because sadaqah, it saves people from the problem, from the difficulties. And we are also thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even though our schools were closed and our lecture programs were not held in the masjid, our tafsir program was not held, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it possible for us to use the technology. So a lot of programs are held by technology. Classes are held by using the technology. And this is the blessing of Allah. We should be thankful for that. We are also thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that doctors, the people in the health services, many of them are very helpful. We are very grateful to them. It is very good to have that. Today, the hospitals are going through hardship, very good, because there are so many people. They don't have room in ICUs. They don't have room even in their morgues. Morgues are overfilled. So you can imagine the nurses and the doctors and the medical staff, what are they going through? So we pray for them. And we are thankful to them. We are grateful to them. So now we are in 2021, and COVID-19 has not gone. It's still there. Actually, it has spiked up. More people are now suffering. But at the same time, there is hope, the hope that there is some light at the end of the tunnel. There is hope that there is a vaccine that people have developed, several vaccines people have developed, and hopefully they will work. Hopefully they will be effective and safe. So we have to appreciate that. Our Prophet ﷺ said that inna li kulli da'in dawa. For every disease, there is a medicine, there is a cure. And when the cure is found and put on the disease, it affects by the will of Allah, by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also he said, "Dawu mardakum, ya ibadallah, tadawu." O the servants of Allah, use medical treatment. Because for every disease, there is a cure. So people are working to find cure. And some people are putting their efforts sincerely. So we should not spread any rumors unless we have knowledge. And we should, with knowledge, we should speak. Not with suspicion and rumors, because that will harm people. and then we'll be continuing this problem. So try those who are finding the solution, alhamdulillah, we are thankful for that. And we are critical, yes, be critical, but at the same time, be careful that not to spread rumors. There is a hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, very amazing hadith. And in this, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, imagine this is 1400 years ago, the Messenger of Allah was guiding and telling the people. The hadith says, "Man tatabbaba wa lam yu'lam minhu tibbun fa huwa dhamin." Rasulullah Sallam said, whosoever acts as a doctor, pretends to be a doctor, while he is not known to have learned medicine, he will be held responsible. That means if somebody speaks or treats somebody and he has no knowledge of medicine, he will be held responsible. He will be held responsible in front of the people and also before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold him accountable for that. So by treating the people without knowledge or preventing the treatment of the people without knowledge, both of these things are wrong, are sinful. That's why our ulama say that if a person who knows medicine, and actually it applies on everything, not just medicine, if a person who knows medicine and he's using due diligence, is not negligent, but he makes a mistake, he will be forgiven. He might be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he used due diligence and he was not neglectful, then, and still he made a mistake, then he will be forgiven. But if a person does not know medicine, and then he makes a mistake by treating somebody or stopping somebody from using a treatment, then that person will be accountable before Allah, accountable before the people. So one has to be very careful. Just like in religion, you do not give your opinion without knowledge. You have to have knowledge to do that. But of course, mujtahid, if a person of knowledge makes an effort and he makes mistake, he will receive the reward for his effort. So in everything, people say that neem mulla khatrai ima and neem hakim khatrai ja. The half scholar will be a danger for your faith. And half doctor, or really somebody who's not doctor, he will be a danger for your life. So it is very important that we be very careful by treating people as well as telling things about some medicine, about some vaccine, things that we really do not know, just spreading the rumor. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to find a cure in Alikulida in Dawa. For every disease, there is a cure. May find a cure for this disease, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove it from us and from the humanity, from the face of the earth. Now, as I said, Dawa is very important, but Dua is also very important. Dua and Dawa, both of them go together. So make dua, lot of dua. Every day you make dua, especially standing up during the night, early morning before Fajr, and making few rak'ah and then making dua. Allahumma fidna min hadha al-bala. Allahumma rafa anna hadha al-bala. Allahumma rafa anna hadha al-bala. Oh Allah, remove this bala, this waba, this pandemic. Oh Allah, remove it and help us. Oh Allah, forgive us. Forgive our mistakes. Allahumma aghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma a'lanna wa ma asrarna wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minna. Allah forgive us. Whatever we did in the past, whatever we did later, whatever we did openly and whatever we did in privacy, whatever you know and we do not know, our mistakes, forgive us, Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-khayra kullah, ajilahu wa ajilah. Allah, give us the good now and later. Ma'alimna wa ma'alim na'alim. A lot of good that we do not know. Whether we know or we do not know, Allah, give us good. Allahumma inna na'udhuka min ash-sharr kullih, ajilihi wa ajilih, ma'alimna wa ma'alim na'alim. Allah, protect us from the evil, from the harm, from the diseases, from the waba, now and later. Whether we know or we do not know. Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm wa khayra ma ba'dah. Wa na'udhuka min sharri hadha al-yawm wa sharri ma ba'dah. Wallah, we ask you to give us the good of this day, of this time, of this year, and after this year, and ask us and protect us from the evil of this day, from the evil of this time, from the evil of this this year, and after that. Nasaluk al khair kullah. Wallah, we ask you all the good, all the good. Give us khair, khair al-dunya wa khair al-akhirah, khair al-hayati wa khair al-mamad, khair al-ilmi wa khair al-amal, خير الفلاح وخير النجاح. Allah, give us gift, good of this life and the life to come. Good of this world and the world and the world that will come after that, in the Akhirah. Allah, give us the good of our knowledge and also the good of our actions, our behavior. Allahumma ajma' kalimatana wa asli zata baynina wa fiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Allah, make our deeds good, our relations good, and help us to do things that are pleasing to you, that you love and you are pleased with. Allahumma aslihna wa aslih bina. Allah, make us good and help us to bring the reform, bring the goodness to all people. So we help our families, our communities, our neighbors, the people among whom we live, and the people with whom we deal, everyone. We do good always and avoid wrong, avoid mistakes and sins and wrongdoings. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. And also, as I mentioned before, to receive blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do good deeds, could do the acts of charity. The charity takes away the harms of diseases, takes away the diseases. Dabu marzakum bis sadaqa. Those who are sick among you, treat them by giving sadaqa. A beautiful, beautiful message. Dabu marzakum bis sadaqa. So give sadaqa, my brothers and sisters, and help those who are in need. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and keep us on the right path. Barakallahu fikum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.